Nestled in the mountains of northeastern Pennsylvania, Scranton and the small towns strung along the Lackawanna Valley seem protected from the world. On this summer evening, the bright lights of the Lions Club Carnival are a magnet for families in the town of Old Forge, just a couple of miles from downtown Scranton. Small children ride the tiny roller coaster, grandmothers play bingo, and teenagers, who can point out their uncles and aunts in the crowd, cruise in tight packs from booth to booth.
There's so much to do. You got the main street that everybody's on. You have all the restaurants. You have the best pizza, the best food. Everybody's Italian. Everybody's happy. This is the best place in the world.
But a sharp economic slowdown and the cross currents of globalization have recently left their mark here. More than 2,000 manufacturing jobs have been swept out of this valley since March. Corning and Exide Battery have both shut down plants. But the toughest blow was the loss of 1,100 jobs at the big Thompson TV picture tube plant. Thompson is moving the factory to Mexico, where most North American televisions are assembled. Labor costs 80% less there. And a big competitor, Samsung, recently started producing 27-inch tubes just across the border. Thompson saw it as a move aimed directly at its Scranton plant. Bob Anderson is wearing a homemade sombrero as he leaves the Thompson plant after the final midnight shift. He says it's a lighthearted protest against corporations pursuing low-wage workers around the world. But he doesn't seem lighthearted this morning.
I've been there since I was 19, so it's practically the only job I've ever had. And I'm not certain what the real world is really like.
Anderson is heading home to care for his ailing mother, but he's got other troubles on his mind, too. His wife has just left him.
It seemed as if because I would no longer have a gainful employment or employment that she'd be satisfied with, she felt that that was enough for her to call it quits. I mean, that hurts a lot worse.
Scranton has faced job losses before.
Okay, we're locked and loaded. Going down.
Tens of thousands of men used to ride the mine cars into the coal shafts burrowed below the Lackawanna Valley. Now it's only tourists who ride down the 190 slope into the old Moffett mine. 100 years ago, coal was king here. Then the industry collapsed in the 1950s. The regional depression that followed left deep psychological scars. But coal was a hard and dangerous business. Tour guide Brian McGurl says when the mines were operating full out, one miner died every 3 days.
And without too much ceremony, they'd dump that miner's body on the front porch of his house. They'd wait for the funeral to be over, of course, but 3 days later, they'd go back. Mrs. Kelly, do you have any sons?
In a more recent time, Mrs. Dodgson's sons, Don, Brian, and John, all went to work at Thompson Consumer Electronics. The morning after the plant shut down, they gather in Big Brother Don's quiet backyard, along with his wife, Colleen.
When I first started there, I told my mom, God rest her soul, I said, Mom, don't worry, I'll get Brian and John a job up there. I'll give them a job up there. And I got them Brian a job and John a job. And we got there. I'll never forget my mother saying, oh, I hope nothing ever happens up there. Three of them without a job. What will we do? I said, Mom, don't worry. We're strong. We're working overtime. We'll be all right. We'll be good. Don't worry. Never thinking.
The shutdown has been hard on all of them, says Colleen. But it's toughest on their children, who've had lots of questions.
You know, am I going to finish 8th grade at St. Mary's? You know, and these are great big concerns for these kids.
For them right now. That's
great big concerns. Their friends know. Everybody knows. You know, Mr. Dodson lost his job, you know? And you want to go on the way you normally do, and sometimes you can't. And you can't smile all the time. He does, though. He tries.
Well, I do for my two daughters. Because even now, knowing that their father's losing their job, they won't come to me and ask me questions. They'll go to the mother, and they'll ask, what's Dad going to do? How's our life going to be affected? What's going to happen? And besides trying to compose myself, it's when I see the kids that really breaks me up. Because they're the ones that are going to be affected in the long run.
Every July, State Senator Bob Mello throws a party here at the ski lodge on Montage Mountain, which rises above downtown Scranton. They say it never rains on the senator's party, so the crowds turn out.
Hello, how you doing? Huh? There's a kids' corner over there. You can have a lot of fun.
Senator Mello is very popular, but he hasn't escaped the resentment that sprung up around the plant closings. Some laid-off workers say he and the Chamber of Commerce have given up on manufacturing. Not true, he says. It's just that attracting good factory jobs is not easy. For Senator Mello and other community leaders, Montage Mountain represents the future of Scranton. 20 years ago, they built this ski slope. It was aimed at encouraging executives to move their firms to Scranton. A golf course and a beautiful minor league baseball park have been added recently. And halfway up the mountain, a business park with gleaming Class A office buildings is blossoming above this old mining town.
You know, Fleet Bank is located not very far from where we're at. Cigna has put up a new operation, also very close to where we're located today, and they're going to employ well over 1,000 people.
In fact, the Montage development has brought 6,000 new jobs to the area over the past decade. But a lot of folks who live down in the valley are unconvinced.
You can't beat Ravello's. Everybody knows Ravello's.
Ravello's may be the most famous pizza place in the Lackawanna Valley. John Schaefer brings his family here once a week for the food and neighborly atmosphere. He says he's skeptical of the jobs coming into Montage Mountain. The word in the community, he says, is that most of them are low-paying telemarketing-type jobs.
I've heard more people talk, they're not too pleased with the Chamber of Commerce. For a simple reason that they're promoting cheap labor in Scranton area.
You know, we talked to a guy from the chamber today, and he said one of these institutions is bringing in jobs that average $37,000 a year, I think it was.
That makes that sound good for Austin Burke, and all it makes him sound like he's really doing something.
My name is Austin Burke. I'm president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce.
Austin Burke is the descendant of coal miners, but many blue-collar workers here think he's heading a conspiracy to keep wages low.
I would say it's completely ridiculous. The people that are saying that and most feel that are the people without any skills. And if you don't have any skills, you're going to be in the lowest paying job on the economic ladder, whether you're in Bangladesh or you're in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Who's going to tell you?
Less than an hour after the last midnight shift ends at Thompson, 28-year-old Kevin Lavelle, 48-year-old Ann Pepsin, and a few co-workers are already at the local employment and training office. Bill Knoll is helping them sign up for nurses' training, paid for under the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Okay, now number 5, where it says adversely affected occupation, job title, put down TV tube manufacturing.
Kevin says that for him, the last day at work seemed a little like high school graduation.
I'm looking at it as an opportunity to do now what I didn't do then.
How about the rest of you? What was it like for you?
Well, I know when I started there 26 years ago, I had no intention of staying there. But the money was good, and you get married, you have kids, and you're bringing in that paycheck. Well, there's no way you can quit.
Retraining is the government's answer for workers left jobless by the global economy. The Thompson workers have qualified for the free training provided to workers displaced by trade. They also received a generous severance package from Thompson. But many of the other workers laid off in Scranton this year will get little help beyond 26 weeks of unemployment benefits and some free career counseling here at the local employment center.